Last time on Paying Dividends, we talked about how the state budget had moved out of the House and over to the Alaska Senate. We heard from senators who talked about being fiscally responsible. They said that Alaska Permanent Fund dividends would be just one slice of the budget pie. Now the Senate Finance Committee has finished its work, and its plan for finding the money to pay full dividends includes breaking into the most sacrosanct of its piggy banks. What changed? How did senators get here? And what do they want to do next? I'm Andrew Kitchenman, and this is Paying Dividends.
Welcome to Alaska. Here's $1,000.
Well, it's about time, but why?
When you collect that check, it is your share as an owner of the resource.
And you know, people are like, do you really get paid for living there? And you're like, yeah. You know, you look back and you're like, dang, what'd I spend my PFD on?
If we don't make a change in the permanent fund, it's gone in a couple years. It's just gone.
My goal is to pay a full PFD and to go back and make sure that Alaskans get the PFD that was also cut.
Late last week, there was a big announcement from the Senate Finance Committee, one that Alaskans look forward to every year. It's a little early for finding out how much the permanent fund dividend will be, and this one could be a doozy, $3,029, give or take. It could be the biggest check in the state's history. But there's a lot standing between now and October, when that amount would be paid out. On this episode of Paying Dividends, we'll talk about why the fate of this year's dividend is still up in the air, and what Alaskan senators still hope to accomplish before the end of the legislative session. I talked about that and more with Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early.
So before we get to the dividend, could you talk about what else is in the budget that the Senate Finance Committee passed?
Well, there are big cuts to both Medicaid and to the ferry system. The Medicaid cut is based on what Governor Dunleavy's administration has said it can achieve. So the Senate basically went with that while the House was more cautious. The thing with the Senate's approach is that if the administration doesn't achieve those savings, then it could lead to fairly significant supplementals. That's the term for basically when the legislature has to go back in the middle of the year and basically spend more money than it had budgeted. One other thing is that the Senate included a $5 million lower reduction to the university budget than the House did. And Senator Peter Michicki wanted to go lower than the House, but by leaving the Senate and the House at different amounts, that means that they're going to have to resolve their difference when they work on their two separate versions of the budget together. And by leaving those two different, it opens up the possibility that there could be a deeper cut to the university in what's called the conference committee between the House and the Senate.
Okay, and senators have been talking about being responsible with the state budget all session, but why do they vote to spend more than the state expects to raise?
The first thing to note is that there is limited time left in the session to make the really difficult choices that the state's been struggling with for years. The legislature's nonpartisan budget expert, David Teal, laid out the options. Here's Teal.
If you want dividends greater than $1,200, you can increase revenue, but you've got 3 weeks left in the session and no bill in front of you. If you can cut the budget, but are most of the way through that budget process now, or you can use reserves.
So the day after Teal said that, the Senate Finance Committee decided to move the budget along to the next step without really resolving some of these difficult issues.
Are the senators in agreement that Alaskans should get $3,000 dividends this year?
No, they aren't. One of those who really doesn't support that concept is Anchorage Republican Senator Natasha Von Imhoff. She says that the dividend should be balanced with other priorities like spending and not having new taxes. Here's Von Imhoff.
We're not in a crisis. We're fine. We just have a priority crisis. And whether a $1,600 dividend is fiscally prudent or not, it will require eventually significant draws in the CBR. I have issues with paying taxes to pay for a dividend.
That point that she makes about paying taxes lays out one of the key divisions among lawmakers, and that is that some lawmakers want some new way to have revenue to balance the budget, and others don't. And that includes Von Imhoff, and certainly the governor is not favorable to new revenue.
Andrew, you mentioned Governor Dunleavy, and he was elected promising a full dividend. Will legislators feel sort of political pressure to deliver on that?
Yes, but the thing is that each legislator was elected with their own set of promises, and the dividend isn't necessarily the highest priority for all Alaskans. As we've seen over the last few months, many Alaskans are concerned about cuts to services. So there's different approaches. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki noted the public support for dividends. That prompted a response from Senator Von Imhoff that shows the complexity of it.
When you say the public feels differently, which public? The public is all over the map. There's different groups of the public that feel different things, just like there's 60 legislators here that probably will have 60 different opinions on how we move in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Von Imhoff went on to call full dividend fiscal insanity.
Well, the Finance Committee didn't just pass the budget with a big permanent fund dividend, though. It did something else with the permanent fund?
That's right, Wesley. It moved $12 billion from what's called the permanent fund earnings reserve account to the main part of the permanent fund, which is sometimes called the principal or the corpus. And that main part is really the part that's protected by the Alaska State Constitution. That's the real most permanent part of the permanent fund. Von Imhoff's co-chair on the Finance Committee, Bert Stedman, had suggested that it be $14 billion, or at least that was the original version of an amendment that the committee was looking at. Michicki basically reduced that amount by $2 billion. The issue here is that if they protect too much of the earnings reserve, then there won't be much left to spend. Now, a lot of that's on purpose. They want to protect it so that the legislature won't spend it. But if there's nothing left to spend, then when it comes around to next year's budget or even at a certain point this year, say if stock prices were to fall significantly, we could wind up in a situation where basically there's no money left in the earnings reserve account and the state doesn't have any other real revenue sources to pay for the budget. It could be a real crisis. That's why Michicki basically reduced that transfer by $2 billion. That leaves another $2 billion in the account. The other thing is that the state could sell off assets that aren't part of the earnings reserve account, but basically it gets a little complicated, but they're investments that the state has out there that haven't been fully realized but aren't fully protected. So we shall see. All of this could force the legislature to make permanent decisions about the size of the PFD. Wilikowski says that's almost uncomfortable, and he compared it to a famous game of two cars sort of racing toward each other. Here's Wilikowski.
Boy, it's a big game of chicken, Mr. Chairman. This is you're leaving $1 billion in the earnings reserve. That would not be enough to pay a dividend. To pay a dividend next year will be probably $2 billion. There will be no money left to fund government.
It does seem like this will force the legislature to do something. The question is, what is that something?
So, Andrew, maybe I'm confused. So if the full permanent fund dividend in the budget isn't the final word on what the PFD will be in the future, what will determine the dividend?
Yeah, well, if they wind up wanting a dividend that's different than the amount that's currently in state law, which is what the legislature and the governor have done, the last governor did the last 3 years. It's been 3 years since we had that full PFD. If they do anything else, they could pass a bill to basically have a new formula. And there is a bill that's out there that would split the draw so that the state has a draw that it passed in the law last year, a 5% draw of the overall amount of the permanent fund. And so we could basically split that in half. The public may not embrace it. Here's a resident named Lynette Clark, and she's saying that the Senate Finance Committee co-chairs have been acting like splitting the draw is providing a service to the state. She went on to characterize the service.
This kind of service is what the bull gives the cow.
Pretty graphic language there from Lynette Clark. She was one of five callers to Senate Finance on Monday who really disagree with splitting the draw. They want the full dividend. They want Governor Dunleavy's approach. It's unclear whether the bill splitting the dividend will advance in the legislature. But if it doesn't, then the dividend may not line up with state law.
All right. Well, that was Andrew Kitchenman with Alaska Public Media and KTOO reporting from Juneau. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Wesley. That's all for this edition of Paying Dividends. We had help from Wesley Early and Jennifer Pemberton. This podcast is a production of KTOO and Alaska Public Media. If you like what you hear, rate us, review us, or tap interesting in NPR One so more people can find the show. We're also online at ktoo.org/paying dividends. I'm Andrew Kitchenman. Thanks for listening.